ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वंदे अहम श्रीगुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश। नमो ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। सो हार्टली वेलकम ऑल द असेंबल्ड वैष्णवस टुडे श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। आई हार्टली थैंक्स टू धर्मात्मा प्रभु टू गिव मी दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी in the holy land of Sri Vrindavan, in the Krishna Balaram Mandir, to speak something on this transcendental subject matter, Srimad Bhagavatam. I offer my obeisances to all the assembled Vaishnavas seeking their blessings to speak for the purification of my heart and glorification of the Lord. So we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 12, 21, entitled Bali Maharaj Arrested the Lord, and this is text 34. विप्रलब्ध ददामीति त्वयाहं साध्यमानिना तद्व्यलीकफलं भुङ्क्ष्व नीरयं कतिचित् समः विप्रलब्ध. नाउ आई एम सीटेड. ददामि, आई प्रॉमिस आई शैल गिव यू. इति दस त्वया बाय यू अहम आई एम च ऑल्सो आढ्यमानिना बाय बीइंग वेरी प्राउड ऑफ योर ऑपुलेंस तत् देयरफोर व्यालिका फलम एज ए रिजल्ट ऑफ चीटिंग भुंक्ष्व यू एंजॉय नीरयम इन हेलिस लाइफ कतिचित अ फ्यू समाह इयर्स. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाय. ट्रांसलेशन. बीइंग फॉल्सली प्राउड ऑफ योर पोजिशंस यू प्रॉमिस्ड टू गिव मी लैंड बट यू कुड नॉट फुलफिल योर प्रॉमिस. देयरफॉर बिकॉज योर प्रॉमिस वॉज फॉल्स यू मस्ट लिव फॉर ए फ्यू ईयर्स इन हेलिस लाइफ. The false prestige of thinking I am very rich and I possess such vast property is another side of material life. Everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and no one else possesses anything. This is the real fact. Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat. Bali Maharaj was undoubtedly the most exalted devotee. Whereas previously he had maintained a misunderstanding due to false prestige. By the supreme will of the Lord, he now had to go to the hellish planets. But because he went there by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he lived there more opulently than one could expect to live in the planets of heaven. A devotee always lives with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, engaging in his service, and therefore he is always transcendental to hellish or heavenly residence. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of 8th canto, 21st chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Bali Maharaj Arrested by the Lord. Hare Krishna. So we are reading this chapter, Bali Maharaj Arrested by the Lord. We have been listening this topic from different devotees. You must be aware of this past time. So when the demons, the followers of Bali Maharaj, wanted to fight with Lord or wanted to kill him, then immediately the Nanda, Sunanda, Jaya, Vijaya and all the Parsadas, associates of the Lord, they retaliate and they also fought back. Actually, they didn't kill them but they drove them away. And also, in spite of telling, Bali Maharaj was telling, don't fight, stop it. But they fought. And when the Vishnu Dutas, they drove them away, so they flew. And then Bali Maharaj told them that you go to the Rasatal, where the demons stay. And after that, the one very strange incident happened. It's why I'm saying strange, you will come to know when we read the commentaries and then you come to know that how it is really very strange. He is saying that Atha Tarsya Suto Gyatva Virat Prabhu Chikirsitam Babandha Barunai Pasir Bali Sutte Ahani Krato. Thereafter, on the day of Somapana, after the sacrifice was finished, Garuda, king of the birds, understanding the desire of his master, arrested Bali Maharaj with the ropes of Varuna. So when the demons went to Rasatal, and they understanding the mood of the Lord, Garuda, Lord didn't say him, or Lord didn't order him, that go and bind Bali Maharaj. He just understood the mood of the Lord. And he, understanding the desire of his master, arrested Bali Maharaj with the ropes of Varuna. In purport, Prabhupada is saying that Bali Maharaj's tolerance and devotion are undoubtedly super excellent. Garuda arrested Bali Maharaj to show the entire universe the great king's tolerance, dhairya or sahan. So this quality being exhibited by Bali Maharaj. So one nice point is being described here. The Garuda was such a pakka expert servant of the Lord that he just understood the mind of the Lord. Like we say, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. So Rupa Goswami had just understood the mind of the Lord. As we say that to know who is God, we read Gita. To know what God does, what is the activities of God, we read Srimad Bhagavatam. And to know what is the mind of God, what is there in the mind of Lord, we read Chaitanya Charitamrita. So just like Rupa Goswami had understood, in the same way, in the material world also, we see the relationship between any two person, either husband and wife, or two friends, or father or son, or mother or son, or any two person relationships. If the relation is very, very deepened, then naturally, or even the guru and disciple, the disciple or the wife or the son or the student, they understand the mind, they can read the mind of the master. No need to say that, Prabhu, can you please give me a glass of water? So with the purport, we don't have to say, because the relationship is so deepened, and that person knows that what my master or what my Prabhu wants now, and he just does like that. In the commentary it is written that Lord Vishnu didn't say, indicating that now you go and bind. Understanding the mood, understanding the mind of the Lord, Garuda was so expert servant that he immediately did the action. In Hindi there is a saying, wonderful way, just we hear from outside, how the deepened relationship between the master or servant or any two person. नजरों ने नजरों से मुलाकात कर ली, दोनों रहे खामोश फिर भी बात कर ली. That means the relationship is so deepened that between two person, either master or servant or disciple or guru or husband and wife, if he just look at and then the other person understand what he wants. So here we see the Garuda, he just understood. And we see in this world also, once I went to attend the Kirtan of His Holiness B.B. Govind Swami. You must be knowing that he stays nearby. So in Kartik he does Kirtan in every evening. So he has his team members, one plays murdang, one plays harmonium and other musical instruments. Maharaj comes at right time, something around 7:30, and he starts his sweet kirtan. Very small group of devotees, those who interested, those who know, they go and attend. So once I had this opportunity to attend Maharaj kirtan, I like Maharaj kirtan, he is one of my role model, kirtaniya. So while doing kirtan, he just generally, you must have seen, he plays kartal. He doesn't play harmonium. Am I right? He mostly play kartal. So while singing, he was playing kartal. And then after some time, he indicated something that other person just understood. that now Maharaj is going to change the scale, matlab the upper voice, and that harmonium devotee, the one who was playing the harmonium, he was just playing and immediately changed the scale. Immediately. It was so, the communication was so proper. He was playing kartal like that, and with a fraction of a moment he did like this. And that person understood, he changed the scale. So it was, understand? So wonderful communication. So in the same way, you just see, picturize the scenario that Lord Vishnu is standing and he look at Garuda and he understood that now what he wants to do. And immediately he bound the Bali Maharaj. After that, when Garuda bound Bali Maharaj, there was a, this is strange incident, very unheard, that हाहाकारो महानासिद रोदस्य सर्वतो दिशम सर्वतो दिशम इन ऑल द प्लैनेट्स हुएवर वाज सीन द प्रेजेंट एंड लुकिंग एट द सीन द वे गरुड बाउंड बलि महाराज हाहाकार देर वॉज अ टमल्चस रोर ऑफ लेमेंटेशन एंड इवन द डेमी गॉड्स दे आर ऑल्सो सरप्राइज. Imagine, the demons, they will definitely cry that, oh, they have bound my master. Of course, some of them are there, most of them, they run away. But ha-ha-kara, even the demigods, they are also surprised, they are like roaring. What Lord is doing? This is completely injustice. With roar voice, they are saying, injustice, injustice. They are shouting. It was come, one who has given all the donation, rather than writing his name in the marble stone and putting on the wall, so that the rest of the eternity everyone could know who has given the donation. And here Lord is binding, it's a completely great humiliation and complete injustice. No one liked that in that activity. Tangbaddha Varuni Pasir Bhagavana Bhamana. Then Lord Bhamana started speaking. So in this way, when he started speaking, we heard from different devotees. Now in 32 verse, 33 and 34, he is saying in 33 verse, Vritha Manorotho Tasya दूरा स्वर्ग पतति अध प्रतिश्रुतस्य दानेन यो अर्थिनाम विप्रलंभते. अन्वय इज लाइक दैट या एनी वन हु प्रतिश्रुतस्य प्रॉमिस एनी पर्सन हु प्रॉमिस अदानेन एंड ही अनेबल टू गिव फर्स्ट ही प्रॉमिस टू गिव एंड देन ही अनेबल टू गिव and then vipralambhate arthitam, he in this way he cheats a beggar because by not giving. Vipralambhate arthitam, he cheats a beggar. Tasya, of that person who had promised before, who didn't give or could not give, and in this way he cheated that person by not giving, that person manoratha, all the mental aspirations or mental concoction, vritha, will go in vain. Prabhupada writes, without any good result, it will go in vain. And then top, apart from that, swarga dura, elevation to the higher planetary system, the heavenly planetary system, that will also dura, far away. So in this way he is saying, far from being elevated to the heavenly planets or fulfilling one's desire, one who doesn't properly give a beggar what he has promised falls down to a hellish condition of life. What to speak of getting heaven, he will go to hellish. So in this way Lord is chastising and accusing Bali Maharaj. Now in this verse he is saying that आढ्यमानिना, वी कैन सी द वर्स हाउ द अन्वय गोज, आढ्यमानिना, बाय बीइंग वेरी प्राउड ऑफ योर ऑपुलेंस, ही इज इन वन वे वेरी स्ट्रांगली स्पीकिंग टू बलि महाराज दैट यू आर नोन एज द सुप्रीम चैरिएटर, वन हु गिव्स चैरिटी. You are known as a supreme dani. He said, you have, by being very proud of your opulence, now you dadami. You say that, I promise I shall give you, iti das, but toya by you, aham, I am, vipralabdha, I am completely cheated. Lord is saying that. Toya by you, aham, I am completely cheated, vipralabdha. And then, also, therefore, katichit sama, a few years, nirayam in hellish life, vyalika phalam, you will go as a result of teaching, cheating. He is saying that, because you cheated me, and you were a liar, and as a result of that, you will go to hellish life. For some years. So, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes wonderful commentary on this verse. He is saying that Lord says in the previous 32 verse also we hear the word Niraya. And the Acharya said, the Lord said, this is approved by your Guru. And Guru had also said before that you are not listening to me, you will go to hell. So now Lord is saying again to Vali Maharaj that your Guru had told, now this word comes true that you will definitely grow to hell. Niraya. And you can ask, you can ask your Guru Maharaj, you can ask your Guru Shukracharya that whatever I am saying, is it wrong? Lord is saying, is it wrong or right? You can confirm from your Guru Maharaj. You will definitely go to hell. So actual meaning, the Saraswata Artha, Chakravarti Pass says, the wonderful meaning. Here, Niraya can also mean Nilaya. That is, in Sanskrit, Ra and La is replaceable. Instead of Nira, you can say Nila also. That is some sutra. So with that, from that sutra, you can understand that Niraya can also pronounce as Nilaya. And Niraya means Narak, Hellish, or Hell. And Nilaya means Vaikuntha. So here, Lord is saying, even Bhaktyabhas, one who is practicing Bhakti, but it's not exactly Bhakti, pure Bhakti or Uttama Bhakti, he is in the Bhaktyabhas stage. According to Jiva Goswami, he is Arop Siddha Bhakti stage or Karmarpana stage. Even that person also will not go to hell. What to speak of you? How can you go to hell? The actual meaning. You can't go to hell. Even one who is practicing bhakti, not up to the standard, the uttama bhakti, that person also will not go to hell. We know from the shastra that one who just chants once, Hare Krishna, please. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. In Ajamil section, in Hindi section it is going on, Ajamil section. So, Sanketyang, Parihasyang, by jokingly or teasing way, in some way so someone says Hare Krishna. And he is the Karodo Janmka Pap. All the sins it goes away. So, how can a person, one who has surrendered everything to the Lord, he will go to hell. So he is saying that, therefore, how can you go? Therefore, I am saying, please go and live in my abode, which is known as Nilaya, not Niraya. So the inner meaning, the hidden meaning. So now I am ordering you to go to Sutala. First, you go to Sutala, which is in the lower planets. And the lower planets are known as like hellish planets, Niraya. But the Sutala is completely different. The Lord is saying, now I am ordering you to go to Sutala, even after disrespecting your own Guru. one who disrespects his guru, it's kind of a grievous offense. What is the third offense? Disobeying the order of the spiritual master. So it's an offense. So people fall down. A sadhaka can fall down. So he's saying that even after disrespecting your guru, even after committing third offense, you'll go to Vaikuntha. Or you'll go to Sutal Loka. And then 33 verse he's saying that you are my devotee. I desire to take Indra's position. You have conquered the heaven and you are in Indra's position. This is nothing what I'll give you. Indra's position or Swarga is nothing what I give you. Don't worry about that you lose everything. So this is useless. Lord is saying useless. Swarga is useless. This is falls much below than Vaikuntha. Ultimate reason what you will get, that is much above than this Swarga, for that, for what you are trying to conquer and trying to get this Swarga. So now you go to Sutala, which is more elevated than Swarga in terms of pleasure, the opulence, the ananda. So in the 33 verse, Lord has said that you are vipralambhate, you are cheater, but the actual meaning is that you are especially, excellently, you will attain that. So then there are various meanings of that word. Then he said, adanena, you didn't give the charity. And Chakravarti Phas said, adanena, a becomes a, adanena. So the meaning is that you have completely offered your body, soul, mind, to everything to me. So a means completely. So you have completely offered everything to me. Because you have completely dedicated to me, you have completely given everything to me, I will also give you completely in the form of becoming a chaukidar. Chor hai nahi. A chaukidar. Becoming your chaukidar. You know, doorkeeper. I will also give you completely. Because you have given surrender completely. So then he says, then what will happen? In this verse Lord says, adhyamanina, adhyamanina means you are very proud of your opulence, actual meaning. But the another meaning, Chakravarti Pass said, adhyamanina means you are most respected by even the heavenly denizens Indra. So you are most respected. How? Vipralabdha. The meaning here Prabhupada has written, the cheated. But another meaning is that you have attained me by showing your surrender. You have attained me specially. Vyalika phalam. Enjoy the pleasure of Sutal Loka, whose result is highest truth since it is given by me. Then he said, Lord said that during 8th Manvantar, you will become Indra. Even at that time, Purandar, here in Vibhavarishasa we sing, na? Purandar, what comes? So, that Purandar is the current Indra. And Lord is saying that, he will not give, I will snatch from him, I will chastise him, and I will give you. And you will become Indra. And then, after your time is over, being Indra, you will go to the Vaikuntha. Means something like buy one get one free. You get Indra, and then in the free you'll go to Vaikuntha. You get Vaikuntha. So Bali Maharaj, the character in Srimad Bhagavatam, or any character in Srimad Bhagavatam, are very unique and excellent character. That kind of, this is called epitome of surrender. Saranagati ka charam sima ko prapt karte. The epitome of surrender. No one can even think or fathom that kind of surrender what Bali Maharaj did, the way we read. Just imagine for a moment, someone gave a donation to the temple, or anyone, and he gave at least some 10% or 15% if he gives charity. How we reciprocate? Generally, the common scenario that we present in the temple morning program, we appreciate as a token of appreciation, we give some gifts and we give so many things. From Bhishma department, every month some gifts will go, and so many appreciation and gifts we give, and so much so, if someone gives a huge amount of donation, generally we see, we write his name and put it on the wall so that everyone can see, and many, we generally reciprocate. So, now Bali Maharaj had given not 5% or 10% or 50%. Rupa Goswami had given charity 50% in Pune temple. Radhashyampu has set a standard that the other day I was telling that every member of the community, they should give at least 10% of their income to the temple. That is called Nitya Seva. So at least. So in that way, here is not 10% or 50%. Bali Maharaj had given everything, not even a single dust was belongs to him. Ek chota dhul ki kana, kan. Not a single dust belongs to him. Everything Lord snatched from him. And then what you can expect? It's not that Lord Vishnu glorified. So for the pleasure of the Lord Shiv, Sri Krishna Balaram and Gaur Nitya and Radha Shyam Sundar, we give a token of appreciation to Bali Maharaj. He had given so much donation, we'll write his name on a marble stone and we'll put it in the wall so that everyone can see. Nothing like that. Complete opposite. So much humiliation. So much defame. And teaching, chastising. Top of that, binding. Will you bind a donor and put it in jail? In custody? And somewhere in some lower planets? Here the biggest donor forever, Bali Maharaj is getting such reward, such reciprocation from the temple, from the Lord, that such kind of rewards or reciprocation, it's really a very high degree of surrender. Lord is showing from his eternal associates that what kind of surrender the devotees, they exhibit. Even then they... You hear the pastime in the next chapter, just to tomorrow's verse, you will hear that Bali Maharaj will never retaliate, never. Is kis mitti ke bane hai? Just like we say, what kind of the consciousness he has, what kind of entity he is, that he doesn't even retaliate. Doesn't even say that, oh Lord, what are you doing? Instead, others will be saying, Brahma and... And just imagine, Garuda, when he came to bind him, he said that, keep your hand behind, stand up straight, like that. Bali Maharaj, you see the picture? Bali Maharaj like this. Then only someone can bind him, no? Like this. And Garuda bound with the Varuna pass. Even in that position, Bali Maharaj is not in a position to bow down to his grandfather. When Prahlad Maharaj comes, how can you bow down? Like you have bound up like this, how can you bow down? It's very difficult, no? So Garuda made him in such a difficult, awkward position that he cannot even bow down to Lord or Brahmaji will come and demigods or his grandfather. The greatest humiliation, the top, such kind of test, pariksha, Lord does to his devotees. And the test of tolerance, the test of patience, dhairya. So anything happened to us, how we reciprocate with that situation, or how we reciprocate with that person, we know, everyone of us knows that. It's like in Krishna book, Prabhupada has written this golden letter statement. I think Krishna book, the greatness of a person is estimated by how he reciprocates in provoking situation. So this is the condition of Bali Maharaj, and Bali Maharaj is not retaliating, and the highest degree of surrender, epitome of surrender he is showing. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur writes one wonderful bhajan. Before that, I just want to read one small paragraph. That what is Atmanivedanam? As you know that Bali Maharaj has shown Atmanivedan. This Navada Bhakti, you know, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, like that. In that verse, Atmanivedan is being described by Prabhupada. The word Atmanivedan, Nivedanam, refers to the stage at which one has no motive other than to serve the Lord, surrenders everything to the Lord, and performs his activities only to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee is like a cow that is cared for by its master. When cared for by its master, a cow is not in anxiety over its maintenance. Such a cow is always devoted to its master, and it never acts independently, but only for the master's benefit. So here Prabhupada is giving one example of a cow. So, like Prabhupada has written, performs his activity only to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the saranagati, the property, is highly demanded in any field, especially in the process of bhakti. Saranagati is highly required. Therefore Prabhupada is saying that, so in our case, the surrender to the Lord begins with the surrender to Guru, surrender to our spiritual master. So when we align ourselves with the instructions, with the mood of the spiritual master, that begins the surrender. And then it leads to the surrender to the Supreme Lord. And that is nothing, not much difference between the surrender to the master, spiritual master, and surrender to the Lord. Because Sakshat Haritvena Samastha Sastre, and amongst the 64 limbs of bhakti, first 3-4 is Saranapati to Guru. Ado Guru Padasraya Tasmat Siksha Diksha Adigrahanam, like that. So in our scenario, in our case, first surrendering to our master, spiritual master, and abiding him, and then it leads to the surrender to the Lord. And Prabhupada is in this Atmanivedan explanation, he is giving one example of a cow, just like a cow cared for by its master. And cow for its master, cow is not anxiety for its own maintenance. Generally we give this example to the students and the school, when we go to the school, we tell a story, wonderful story, and everyone likes the story. Whenever there is a story, aankh bade ho jate hain, kaan khade ho jate hain, like that, no? Everyone has the rapt attention. So there was a cow in the jungle. He forgot the way to go back to the master, and he went to the jungle. And there was a tiger. The tiger was behind her. And the cow was running, and the tiger was chasing. And tiger was really hungry. And the tiger is about to just jump and kill the cow, and catch the cow to kill her. And this cow didn't get any way. There was a small pond full of ditch, mud, and the cow jumped inside. And the force was like that, no? The tiger was also chasing behind her. Because of that force, you can remember your college days, physics, the momentum. And the tiger also went inside. He couldn't stop. There was not a sudden break. No, he also jumped inside. So now in the muddy pond, which is full of ditch, the tiger is there, even in the cow is there. And both are sinking down because it is full of ditch, mud. At that time, the cow is saying, and the tiger is saying, within a fraction of moment, I will eat you. I will crush your bones. I will test you the blood. Like that. He's saying. But he himself is sinking down. And the cow is also sinking down inside the mud. In the meantime, the cow is saying to the tiger, Can I ask you a question? Because both are dying. Yes, the tiger said, yes, what is your question? Do you have a master? Then tiger said, oh, you foolish cow, you don't know I am the king of the jungle. I myself is the master. Who can be my master? I don't have any master, I am the master. And why are you asking such question? Then cow said, see, you will definitely die. Why? Since you don't have a master. You will definitely, within a moment, you will go inside and you will die. And then tiger said, what about you? You are also with me. You are also getting down. You are sinking down. He said, just wait for some moment. My master will come searching for me. Because I didn't go back to my cattle. And he will come and he will definitely rescue me. And exactly that thing happened. In that Gwala, he was searching for his cows and he saw that cow is there, cow is sinking down when the tiger is there. And he was also afraid. But somehow or other he threw the rope and he pulled the cow from that pond. And then both of them, they were the cowherd man and the cow, they both were going back, happily going back to the cattle. And that time the cow was thinking that how she has the master. If tiger would surrender for some time, that please rescue me also. Now can you trust on tiger? So it's very difficult, no? He didn't say like that. But the cow had a master. And the master took the cow and both of them they went back happily. The tiger compared to the false ego. And this cow is a surrender soul, a devotee. And obviously the cowherd man is guru, spiritual master. And this ditch, this muddy pond is material world. So we are all in this material world and sinking down, going down in this material world, in this pond. Very difficult to get out. So when the spiritual master comes, the guru comes, he, by his mercy, by diksha, by his instruction, by giving us the holy name, he pulls us. Just we have to raise the hand. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And the spiritual master raised the hand and he catches hold and he pulls us. But the difficulty is that this tiger is very dangerous. And that is false ego, mithya ahankar. And why I should surrender? Why I should obey spiritual master? Who is he? I can try myself. The more we try ourselves, we will go down more. You know, this muddy pond, if you try to come out, then the more you go down. So in that way, we go down. It's very interesting. Generally, we tell the story to the college boys and students. So in this way, we can understand that the spiritual master, our surrender, like Bali Maharaj surrender to the Lord, so our surrender starts with the surrendering to the spiritual master. And then it leads to the Lord, obviously. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, lastly, I'll just sing one, two lines of the bhajan, wonderful bhajan. He is saying that how the mood of a devotee who is in the mood of surrender. Atma nivedana tu apada kari hoinus paramasukhi dukkha dure gela chintana rahila Saudhuge ananda dekhi. He is saying, I have become supremely joyful by surrendering myself at your holy feet. Unhappiness has gone away and there are no more anxieties. I see joy in all directions. He is saying, Asoko abhaya amruta adhara তোমার চরণ তাহাতে খন বিশ্রাম লভিয়া ছাড়িনু ভবের ভয়। ইওর লোটাস ফিট আর রিজার্ভার্স অফ ইমোর্টাল নেক্টার হোয়ার ওয়ান মে লিভ ফ্রি ফ্রম সরো অ্যান্ড ফিয়ার। আই হ্যাভ ফাউন্ড পিস দেয়ার নাও অ্যান্ড হ্যাভ গিভেন আপ দ্য ফিয়ার অফ ওয়ার্ল্ডলি এক্সিস্টেন্স। হি সেইং তোমার সংসারে করিব সেবন নাহি ফলের ভাগি তব সুখ যাহে করিব যতন হয়ে পদে অনুরাগি। ওয়ান্ডারফুল লাইন। তোমার সেবায় দুঃখ হয় যত সেই তো পরম সুখ, সেবা সুখ দুঃখ পরম সম্পদ নাশে অবিদ্যা দুঃখ। Troubles encountered in your service shall be the cause of great happiness. For in your devotional service, joy and sorrow are equally great riches. Both destroy the misery of ignorance. Then he says, Purva itihasa bhulinu sakala seva sukha peimane sambandha gyan. আমি তো তোমার তুমি তো আমার, আমি তো তোমার তুমি তো আমার, কি কাজ অপর ধনে। আই হ্যাভ কমপ্লিটলি ফরগটেন অল পাস্ট হিস্ট্রি বাই ফিলিং গ্রেট জয় ইন মাই মাইন্ড। আই এম সার্টেনলি ইয়োর্স ও শ্যাম সুন্দর, ও কৃষ্ণ বলরাম, ও গৌরনিতাই, আই এম সার্টেনলি ইয়োর্স অ্যান্ড ইউ আর ইনডিড মাইন। This is the real, actual sambandha. What need is there for any other treasure? At the end, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Bhakti binoda anande dubiya tumara sevara tare sabo chesta kore tabo ichha mato thakiya tomar ghare. Bhakti Vinod, diving into the ocean of bliss, devotes all his efforts for your service and dwells in your house according to your wishes. So this is the qualities of a devotee who has this surrender to the Lord. Long way to go, I am not in that position of them. But by practicing this bhakti process and regularly hearing, and as I said, like this Prabhupada has given this example of a cow in the purport of Atma Nivedan. So we can also dedicate ourselves and surrender ourselves to the Lord, and eventually we will get the lotus feet of the Lord. So next chapter, you will see the transcendental, excellent qualities of Bali Maharaj, one who doesn't retaliate and still he surrenders everything. Lord took mine and then Lord will took me. You know, me and mine. The possessions of Bali Maharaj was mine, not yet surrendered fully. So, Lord took the mine part, the possessions. And the third step is me. Krishna says in 13th chapter, na, Idam sariram kaunteya kshetrajnyam iti abhidhiyate. This is also bhumi. I have promised tripad bhumi, two pad is over. Now the third step is, this is also bhumi, kshetra. So I am giving you myself. That is called completely surrender. Jai Granthara Simad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Itai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Any comments or discussions you can... Prabhu ji.
In the beginning of the class, you said invocation mantras and prayers. Please tell me what those
were. Again. সনাতন গোস্বামী ইন শ্রী কৃষ্ণ লীলা স্তব হি গ্লোরিফাইজ দ ভাগবতম ইজ লাইক দ্যাট। So the series of verses are there. It will take time to, but I can give you, or you can, I can show you in the book. Sanatan Goswami Sri Krishna Lilastava.
As you were speaking about the Balin Maharaj, Garuda tried to bind him, and everybody who was Ashwamedhin Allah's question. So Garuda understood the mind of the Lord, and understood the mind he bound Balin Maharaj. So was anything wrong there?
Which part? Garuda's part or Balin Maharaj's part?
Garuda's part.
No. No, there is absolutely right. He has just understood the mood of his master, the mind of his master, and he did. And Prabhupada writes in that purport, particular purport, Garuda purposefully did it to show the super excellence devotion of Bali Maharaj, so that everyone will come to know for the rest of the eternity how powerful is super pure devotee is Bali Maharaj. It was right for Garuda. Hare Krishna. Thank you. He had one question behind.
Hare Krishna, would you please accept my humble obeisances?
Vansha Galputaru Vishwaru.
In the beginning of this discourse, you have mentioned that Garuda Maharaj is a great devotee, and Garuda Maharaj was expert in understanding the mind of Lord. So can it is possible for general devotee to like us, Garuda Maharaj, and if it is possible, so how someone can reach at that level?
Oh, Garuda is eternal associate of the Lord, carrier of the Lord. We can't be like Garuda, but at least we can take the spirit. It's possible. How? Like, as I said, in case of the relationship between a guru and disciple, or master and servant, that he, when he go, when he serve the spiritual master, and he comes closer to the spiritual master, and he does seva. There are two types of seva: prasanga rupa seva and paricharya rupa seva. Jiva Goswami writes in Priti Sandarva or Bhakti Sandarva. So we do seva to the spiritual master. First is hearing from him, prasanga rupa seva. And paricharya rupa seva means we try to do some physical service to please him. So in this way, when we come closer to the spiritual master, and then we can understand the mood of the master, what exactly he wants. And sometimes he expresses also. The first class devotee is one who understands the mood of the master. At least we can be in second class. Guru Maharaj ne jo bola hai, wo at least kar de. Whatever the spiritual master has told, if we do it, then that is also a better position. So when we try to serve, then we come to know the mood of the master or the other person. It is possible. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.